It's time for the Ship Report, the show about all things maritime. I'm Joanne Rideout. It is Thursday, January 18th, 2018. We have, almost 25 ships on the ship schedule today, and I'll explain in a minute why that probably is. In our marine weather forecast, we have a coastal flood warning that's in effect until midnight tonight. The Columbia River Bar is on red status this morning, and it's just pretty difficult weather out there for people on vessels and people on the beach. So we're going to be talking about that today. And also, I wanted to answer a listener question that several people have emailed me over the past few weeks asking me about what happened with the ship horns this New Year's. Some people didn't hear it, and some people did. So I can tell you what I know about when that happens and why it happens on the river, and share what I know about the situation this year and in past years. But first, let's take a look at our Columbia River ship schedule for the day. We have 10 inbounders, we have 4 in the Astoria Anchorage, and we have 11 outbounders heading downriver and out to sea, in theory, but none of them is going anywhere except for a couple of vessels that are going to be moving between anchorages today or from anchorages to ports. For instance, in the Astoria Anchorage, we have the Ajax headed for Kalama today to pick up corn, soy, or wheat. She left around 6:30 a.m., probably arriving in Kalama a little bit before noon. We have the Emma Bulker leaving the Astoria Anchorage, also headed for Kalama. She is picking up wheat. She will leave around 10 p.m., and arrive in Kalama around 3 a.m. tomorrow morning. So all the other vessels on the river, the ones that are coming in across the river and the ones that would be heading downriver to cross the Columbia River Bar, are waiting for the okay from the Columbia River Bar pilots and river pilots to either come into the river or to leave from their ports upriver. So the problem this morning is this coastal flood warning and the weather going along with it. There's a big low-pressure system up near British Columbia that is sending huge swells our way. By huge, I mean 36 feet at the National Data Buoy Center buoy this morning off of the Columbia River buoy that's about 20 miles offshore is transmitting over 36-foot waves. 36 feet, by the way, is about as high as a telephone pole. So look around at a telephone pole somewhere near you, a utility pole. That's about as high as the waves are. And so if you were out in any kind of a vessel right now off the coast here, 36, so waves as high as telephone poles with drops that high in between them. So it always, having been out in some rough weather on the ocean, it's always the places between the waves that are the most unnerving when you drop down that far into a trough of a wave that is that high. You can't see the horizon anymore. So that can be a little bit of a difficult experience for somebody who's not used to it. The people who are out on those ships, and right now, so the bottom line is that ships are not moving. Ships are not coming into the river right now, and ships are not leaving from upriver berths because they have to know, if they leave from an upriver berth, that they have that 8 hours from the time that they leave, the conditions are going to have calmed down enough to be safe to go across. So it's a calculated extrapolation, and it has to be done with great forethought because if they, you know, a fully loaded ship coming down the river in many cases cannot stop without risking serious injury to the vessel, you know, harm, damage to the vessel and injury to people on board. So this is a lot of thinking goes into these bar closures and a lot of thinking goes into when to release vessels. So everybody is sitting for the moment. The Columbia River Bar is on yellow status. Here's what I'm seeing. There was 36-foot swells out there, 32 feet at another data buoy. The Clatsop Spit buoy, which is another buoy off our area, has stopped transmitting this morning. It about 2 hours ago, it stopped transmitting data. So this data was from earlier this morning. The seas could be higher or lower out there right now. But at any rate, 20 feet is about the cutoff for when ships can come and go, because after that, the risk of running bumping on the bottom becomes too profound for these vessels that are coming in that maybe draw 40 feet of water in the channel. If there are huge drops between the waves, they could bottom out. They could lose control of them in a confined area. So there's a lot of reasons why the bar goes on red status during this difficult weather. Let's see. What else can I tell you about this? There are some ships waiting offshore right now, at least four of them. If you want to see them, if you want to see them electronically, you can go to marinetraffic.com and click your way through the map of the world to our area, and it'll show you little electronic, little markers, little icons that show you where the ships are. And they do that through an electronic system on ships that transmits their position to satellites. So this is a way that ships can see one another, even if weather conditions are bad or if it's dark out. But right now, if you want to see what happens when bad weather happens and a vessel arrives outside the mouth of a harbor and is not allowed to come in, you can see what they do. They slow way, way, way down, because the faster they go in this difficult weather, the more they risk damaging their vessels by motoring around in this really tough weather. Remember, a cubic meter of water weighs a ton. So when these huge waves are crashing around out there, big swells, they want to slow down. So they slow down, and what they're doing is circling around out there, and they're conserving fuel to some degree. But essentially, they're waiting, and they're going to be waiting probably until maybe tomorrow morning before they can come in. It really depends. I was looking at the Columbia River Bar Pilot's schedule this morning, and they even have the status that they call weather permitting that they put after these vessels, and that's even as far as 10 o'clock tomorrow morning. So even though the weather may go by, so it may not be raining or blowing sideways tomorrow, the effect of all that energy that has been transmitted into those swells may continue. And even those swells are coming from somewhere else. They're coming from up in the area of British Columbia to us today. So there's a lot of weather going on out there, and I want to just repeat what I said earlier, that it's always tempting when this weather is bad to go out on the beach and take a look. Well, today I'd recommend Cape Disappointment. It's way up above. There's a great visitor center there. You can get in out of the weather and watch at the park there. If you go on the beach today, they're saying that the ocean water, because of the king tides that are happening and the storm surge and just the intensity of the swells, ocean water could come up much further up beaches and jetties than is normal. So if you go to some of those places that you're used to going to walk on the beach, the sneaker waves could come up much higher than you. All the waves could come up much higher than usual. It's so severe that they're saying beach erosion is possible. You don't want to be in the way of that. And as I said, those swell heights, 36 feet this morning when I was looking at the buoy data. So there's that. So be careful out there if you decide to go weather watching today. And then I had a couple of listener questions over the past few weeks from people who had listened for the ship horns in Astoria and didn't hear them. And this is a phenomenon that happens every year, we hope, where the ship horns from the ships in the anchorage, the Coast Guard, and some fishing vessels all sound their horns, their ship's whistles, as they call them on board. And somebody said in one email, how come this performance didn't happen? Well, it's not a performance, and here's what happens. Every year, I usually email the Coast Guard, email the bar pilots, and say, hey, remember what we try to do? And they ask the ships, they say, oh, this is a tradition here. But it's totally voluntary. That's why it's so wonderful, actually, when it happens, is that it's a completely voluntary thing. And if the ships feel comfortable, ship captains feel comfortable participating, they do. The Coast Guard usually joins in. And sometimes we have smaller commercial vessels and recreational vessels sounding their horns. This year, I did hear them. I live in Astoria, and I did hear something there from the waterfront. And other people did, too. Other people did not. So I don't know if that's the acoustics of the waterfront here. But that is the process that happens, and it's a very spontaneous thing. So when we do hear it, it's wonderful to have it to be able to hear that on New Year's Eve in Astoria. You've been listening to The Ship Report, the show about all things maritime. I'm Joanne Rideout. Thanks for listening, and have a great day.